This story is read by Emsley Hodge, Private Ernest Ross, service number 265959 of the 6th Battalion, the Black Watch. Ernest Ross was born about 1891. The exact details are unclear. However, he was probably born in London, although some records state Aberdeen. His parents, Ernest and Margaret Ross, were married in 1892 in Aberdeen. His father was a photographer's assistant and his mother was a dressmaker. He had two younger sisters, Margaret and Winifred. By 1901, the family had moved to Paisley and Ernest's father was a cloth finisher. Later that year, Ernest's mother was admitted as a patient to Morningfield Hospital, Kingsgate, Aberdeen, and Ernest was an inmate and scholar at the orphanage, Aberlour, Banffordshire. He was about 10 years old. His mother died in 1903, aged 35, from pulmonary tuberculosis, which he had been suffering from for 7 years. No details of Ernest's father can be found after 1901. However, his mother's death certificate shows her to be a widow. Ernest can be found in the 1911 census, boarding with the Campbell family at Home Farm, Dáil, Kinloch, Rannoch, where he was employed as a gardener. A few years later, he was working on the Scone Palace estate, and it was from there he joined the army in 1915. Ernest enlisted into the 6th Battalion, the Black Watch, and by July 1916 he was in France. In April 1917 his battalion was involved in the Battle of Arras, and in June 1917 they left the area bound for Ypres. The battalion spent much of the June in training, and on the 5th of July 1917 they travelled by train to St Omer and then marched to St Mommelin, where they carried out further training for the coming attack. On the 31st of July 1917, the 6th Battalion, the Black Watch, took part in the Battle of Pilcombe Ridge. This would last until the 2nd of August. The final objective of the attack was the Steenbeck River, about 2,000 yards behind the German front line. 0 hour was 3:05 a.m. and the attack began with an artillery bombardment. 10 minutes later, A Company of the 6th Battalion, to which Ernest belonged, went forward, followed by B and C Companies. At 6 a.m, the battalion headquarters moved forward to Hindenburg Farm, a few hundred yards behind the original German front line. At 07:15 a.m, it was reported that B, C and D Companies were established in the second objective. Although the advance had been held up by machine gun fire, at 7:30 a.m. in joint effort of the 6th Battalion, the Black Watch, and the 5th Gordon Highlanders, an enemy stronghold was captured and about 100 prisoners taken. By 9 a.m, B Company had been reduced to only 58 rifles, but had still managed to capture Killiest Farm. At 9:20 a.m, the Black Watch headquarters was moved forward again to Gournier Farm, halfway between the first and second objectives. From there, every available man was sent forward to assist and consolidate the gains made. This was where A Company was established, in front of Cane Trench, in touch with the 6th Seaforth Highlanders on the right and the 5th Gordon Highlanders on the left. During the afternoon, the fighting in this advanced position grew very severe. 3 determined counterattacks were driven off, the enemy losing nearly 100 men killed or wounded. At 6 p.m, the enemy put down a very heavy barrage and landed another counterattack on D Company on the far side of Steenbeck River. Owing to the severe losses inflicted on the men by this and the 3 other attacks, the troops were forced to withdraw to the gun pit line south of the Steenbeck. Although standing patrols were put in position to prevent the Germans crossing the river, the 15 hours of continuous fighting had exhausted British and German alike. and the night passed without further incident. The losses suffered by the 6th Black Watch in the battle were one officer killed and 8 wounded, 50 other ranks killed, and with 334 wounded and 9 missing. Ernest Ross was killed on the 31st of July 1917 during the Battle of Pilkemridge. His body was never recovered. He is remembered with honour on the Yeap Meningate Memorial. The memorial bears the names of more than 54,000 officers and men whose graves are not known. Ernest was 26 years old. He was awarded the Victory and British Medals. However, by 1921, they had yet to be claimed, as his father and mother had died many years previously. We will remember them.